There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Hey, we're back here at Gone Racing, another edition. Jeff Miley alongside Brendan Gaughan here at the South Point Hotel Casino in the VEASAN studios. And Brendan, the regular season, the end of the regular season is upon us.
It is not the penultimate race.
No, it is the ultimate race of the regular season. Going to Daytona this week. We got a race from last weekend at Michigan. We need to wrap up. Now, as we're getting started, I have four letters for you. F, O, R, and D. What happened in last week's show, if you guys should go back and watch someone said a Ford was going to win the race, and somebody else said not a chance.
Okay, hold on. You know, you said Ford was going to win a race. How many laps did Ford lead?
It doesn't one lap is all that matters.
How many laps did Ford lead? Do you know?
I don't care. They led the one that mattered.
They led 15 laps.
There was a black and white flag with checkers on it, and that's the one that they were the first one to cross the line under.
You know, we've seen each other way too much this week, by the way.
Well, that's true.
Yes, I did say, and I still stand by what I said, Ford and the 550 package. Now, Ryan Blaney from the fifth place position on the last restart did exactly what a race car driver does and exactly what this new choose rule for the NASCAR fans out there. All you guys know the choose rule. For those of you that are gamblers, don't quite understand, there's a new rule. You get to pick your lane on the restart. I kind of poo-pooed it when they did it, Motley. I was like, eh.
I think it's given great strategy, well, though.
It just proved it right here. It got a win. The man that was in fifth place, everybody took the top, and Ryan Blaney goes, morons, I'm going to go to the front row.
Well, and one thing that was interesting is you had all the Chevrolets lined up on the outside. Yep. You had William Byron, and you had Kyle Larson, and you had Kurt Busch. So then Ryan Blaney drops down to the inside, and who gets behind him but a Toyota,
KYB.
Kyle Busch. And Kyle really propelled Ryan to win the race, and then Kyle ended up drifting back and finishing about seventh or eighth.
He did exactly what's been happening to everybody on that bottom lane, which was they couldn't hold it. Remember, Michigan's such a big momentum place, Motley, and that's why the bottom was a struggle on the restart, Ryan got one of the best pushers in the sport. Kyle Busch pushed him, got the lead. You know, a little Chevrolet blocking at the top. There's Denny Hamlin was second, and Kyle went to block, or William Byron went to block Denny Hamlin, left Ryan on the bottom. Oh my gosh, the guy from fifth place won the race. Way to go! I am all proud of what Ryan Blaney did, took the chance as a race car driver. Jeff, come on. I get to start fifth, or I can take the front row, even though the front row has been in that spot.
Can you say that on this network?
I don't know. I just did.
I'm not
sorry.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, you know what's funny, though? In what, 3 years now? I think that's the first time I've actually let one fly.
It's our fourth season. Can you believe that?
Fourth?
Yeah, it's our fourth season. Because we've had four. This is our fourth South Point 400.
Am I in trouble now? Did I just break a cardinal rule? She's nodding. Do I get a nod? Yes, no?
Brendan's going to be on double secret probation now. All right, so let's talk about Ryan Blaney winning this race. I know we're looking at the screen. We got the Ravens and the Raiders up here. But another double-digit winner with Ryan Blaney. He was an 18-1 shot after the previous week, getting a double-digit winner from A.J. Allmendinger. So Ryan Blaney was 18-1 to win the race, plus 600 for a top three. And then in Group C, he was plus 245, and he gave Team Penske a win, which was a plus 400. Ryan Blaney would have been a huge windfall for anyone to take him, and it would not have been that out on a limb to take Ryan Blaney at Michigan.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll delve into that stuff a little deeper soon, but it just I still stand by Ford has not been good on the 550 package. And you look at the top 10 of the race, there weren't many Fords sitting in that top 10. I still look at that and say that, well, they Blaney did what he had to do to win. Great move. It locked in the happiest man in town was Kevin Harvick, because now Kevin Harvick locked himself in.
Right.
To the playoffs.
But I will also say this about the Fords. Now, there are only eight in the race, right? There's the three Penske cars. There's the four. Well, now I guess there's ten.
Ten
main cars in the race, right?
Four,
you got the Wood Brothers. You got the three Penske cars. The four Stewart Haas. So you got two cars coming in from Roush.
Yep.
Ten. That's the top
front
cars.
Front row.
We got three Fords, though, in the top nine. Matt DiBenedetto came in sixth. Brad Keselowski came in ninth. So, I mean, you had some pretty strong runs from some Fords. And the Chevrolets were really, really good, obviously, with William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Kurt Busch taking 2, 3, and 4. William Byron was plus 400 for his top three. Kyle Larson, no big surprise there. Okay, Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan here on Gaughan Racing, kind of breaking down the Michigan race, looking ahead toward Daytona, finishing up the top 10. Another great run for Kurt Busch. We were with Kurt on Tuesday night. We were kind of telling him how
he keeps cashing
tickets. And other than a top three, he cashed some tickets again this week.
Kyle Larson, the minus 145 for top three, Motley, which once again, why he was minus. He did come in third. Byron, I'm not going to foreshadow anything, but I think somebody may have been heavy on the old William Byron in the league.
I'll give you kudos in the first segment. You had a good week this week.
But
so
but
the Orioles snapped a 19-game losing streak this week, too.
Thanks. Caught a winning streak.
How about Matt DiBenedetto?
That guy had a good run.
He's been doing that every week now. It's just he waited too long. So he needs to go for a Hail Mary this weekend at Daytona. It's his only shot.
Oh, and this – wait, we get to
– I said Hail Mary. Do we have an over-under on that?
Do we have the over-under on the crapshoot this week?
The crapshoot 400 at Daytona?
We're going to have a counter on the back with Ann sitting there counting down how many times. And you changed it, though. I like that. What did you just call it? You said it was a
I said he needs to have a Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. Okay. Hail
Mary. You know where that came from, don't you?
The Hail Mary?
Do you know where that term came from? As we digress. Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys, NFC Championship game. I believe it was 75 or 76. Roger Staubach is in the huddle, and he says, okay, Drew, you go long, and everybody say a Hail Mary, and Drew Pearson catches a bomb down the field, and the Hail Mary was born.
I'm getting nods from behind the VSiN glass, apparently.
He told the media after the game what he had said, and that's where the term the Hail Mary
came from. See, that's
why
VSiN is we're so well-rounded here. We talk about all sports.
Yeah, so I'd see.
I didn't know that.
You know, just dropped a little knowledge on you there.
Dropped a kernel of knowledge there. But, you know, back to our sport, it is a Hail Mary this week. And there's a lot of guys, Motley, that are there's 14 guys, basically, that are ready to throw a Hail Mary.
Well, we know there's 15 guys that are locked in, which is, we've probably gone to Daytona or we've gone into the final race of the regular season and not having that many guys locked in. If we don't get a non-winner winning, then it's really going to come down between two teammates, Tyler Reddick and Austin Dillon. Horrible, unfortunate for Austin Dillon at Michigan. He was really having one of the best runs he's had all year, and then he and Brad Keselowski.
That was junk.
All right, let me ask you as a driver. I mean, did Austin screw up by coming up too soon? Should Brad have just cut the accelerator when he crossed the line, or is that just a racing incident that happened?
I don't call that one a racing incident. I'm sorry.
Do you think Brad did it on purpose?
I was right-reared once in my life, and it was Bobby Hamilton Sr. He did it on purpose at Richmond, and it was after the checkered flag, and he did it on purpose. He came up, and that was for 1998 Japan. I'm like, what? Only the people on VSiN got to see that one. But I just...
That's triple secret probation.
I don't care. I'm retired. Put me on probation. But what he did there was dirty. I'm sorry. That was just dirty pool.
But do you really think he wrecked him on purpose?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, there was no incentive.
I don't know if it was purpose or if it was stupidity, but there's a huge bump. And actually, I asked Kurt Busch this when he was with us this week, because when I was racing on the bottom at Michigan, there's a huge bump. You do not want to be where Austin is right past the start-finish line, because there's it'll hurt your car. So Austin racing to the line, Austin racing for every single point. When you look at the points right now, he is out by 28 points. Him and Tyler Reddick, his teammate, they're battling it for all they're worth to make this final spot in the playoffs. So every single point to Austin Dillon counts. And you look right there, it's 28, 25 points now is what it is. He needs every single one of those points. So that one position is big to him. And then Brad just right hooks him right rear at 200 miles an hour at after the green white checker, after the stage end. I'm sorry, either Brad was stupid or intentional. There is no other thing about that, and there's no apology that's going to make up for that. He could have that was.
I thought Brad's radio communication as soon as it happened certainly did not make me think I think he acknowledged he screwed up, but I don't think he did it on purpose. There was no incentive to do that on purpose.
Then Brad Keselowski is a moron, and
how
you know,
do you really
I'm not
feel?
Gonna race with, I love Brad.
You've kind of been emotional today, Brendan.
I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling strong right now after winning last week. But those are things that bother me, because either I can race with you and know what we're going to do side by side, but if you do something that stupid,
you'll think it makes you not want to race side by side with that guy very much anymore.
Well, first, I'm going to get even. And second, you know, I don't want to race with you side by side. But, you know, going back to the things that matter, the point situation, Austin Dillon, he got lucky that Tyler Reddick was running like fourth.
Right. He got into an accident late in the race.
Yep.
And I don't believe that one. It was his fault, actually. I think he backed up the whole field. It's the one where Joey Logano ended up getting turned around, because Tyler looked like he kind of got loose going into the corner.
Yeah. He was driving from, once again, every point matters at this deal. Went in, a big wreck. Tyler had a 40-something point lead until that. So these guys, it's a battle right there. What I like about this race this weekend, Jeff, there's four races in this race. Race one, you have, if you're looking at the VSiN screen, you have the Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, 16th place hole. They're teammates, which ironically is.
And one is the grandson of the boss.
One is the grandson of the owner.
And he's not the one that's in front.
And he's not the one in front. So once again, food tester, Tyler, food tester.
Yeah.
You might want to have somebody taste it.
Have your wife make every meal all week, right?
Have the cat eat it first.
Yes.
Then two, you got that race, which is going to be a hell of a battle, because 25 points, when you have 20 stage points and the race end, that's easy to make up. Then you have the championship, or the regular season championship.
And that's going to take a real tall task for Denny Hamlin to get ahead of Kyle Larson.
Again,
but
it's only
he is 20, great at Daytona.
It's only 20, 976, 04. It's 25, 20, 28, 31 points.
31 points is a lot. Because if you can't get some stage points
10
on
stage
each other.
Point, 20 stage points and all that. You have an amazing race with that. Then you have 14 other guys that can make the playoffs. There are 14 people eligible. Take this. Corey LaJoie is on a run of three top fives in a row at Daytona. Corey LaJoie, 29th in points. You're looking at the screen right now.
And has he been cleared to race this week?
Yes, he has been cleared
to
race.
He has been cleared. Okay.
If you know, right now, if you're watching VSiN, one race, one spot. So here is the clinch scenarios, which, okay, the points, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But in the end, can clinch with a win. There are 14 names on the clinch with the win.
I mean, that's incredible.
I mean,
and there's a lot of guys, you're right. I mean, and look at some of those names up there. We know Matt DiBenedetto capable. Now, I'm taking out Reddick and Dillon right now, okay?
Yeah, so
I'm
going to take those. Don't count.
We know DiBenedetto is capable. We know Ricky Stenhouse Jr. because he's done
there.
It there before. Bubba Wallace
almost
has run
won
up,
there
up
twice.
Front there, and he's had
Chase Briscoe,
a run.
Won Xfinity.
Ryan Newman has won there before. And you know some of those other guys are going to run well. There's no question Eric Jones can run well there. He has a restrictor plate win in his career.
Alfredo's running for a team that has won there.
Right. We know Chris Buescher, Ross Chastain, those guys are capable. So I agree with you. I think there could be some excitement there. It's going to be a big question is, do we have the big wreck early on? Does it take out a lot?
I think there is no way this week there is not a big one. And the reason is that screen we just looked at. You have so many things that are important right here. You have a regular season championship on the line. So when it comes down, remember we used to joke when I was racing these things the last couple of years, Motley, with three to go in a stage, where was the 62 car?
With three to go?
Yeah.
Usually it was getting in contention.
Of a stage win.
Oh, a stage win. Oh, just barely hanging on to the lead lap.
I was going to say, I was watching it with
trying
a cup of coffee.
Trying not to get lapped.
Yeah. I was with a cup of coffee, you know, having a cigarette and a you know, drink on the back straightaway saying, you boys go have at it, because I didn't need those points. These points matter because you have Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick that are going to race for every point.
That's the only two guys.
No, Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin.
I'm saying is those other guys like Matt DiBenedetto, Buescher, Stenhouse.
They have one way to get in.
All they need to do is stay on the lead lap through the first two stages and then worry about it.
But Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick, they're on the same team.
Going for every point they can get. Well,
they're going to have
Tyler Reddick. But here's the key.
Tyler just matches.
Here's where Austin Dillon is going to have a problem. As teammates, they're going to try to run together, bumper
to
bumper.
Who's going to push who?
So it doesn't even matter who's pushing who. Let Tyler Reddick push Austin Dillon.
Now,
because let me bring this up. Now, number one, if Tyler Reddick pushes Austin Dillon all day long, Dillon can't get enough points to beat him unless he wins the race.
That's right.
The other thing that happens is if there is a big wreck, then most likely they're either
both
going to miss it.
And Tyler's fine.
Or they're both going to be in it.
Unless somebody wins it.
Tyler's... Well, that was my hope. Well, if somebody else wins it, you're right.
There you go. But how about the end of the race?
But that could beat them anyway.
How about stage wins? Kyle Larson in a Chevy and Denny Hamlin in a Toyota. All the Toyotas are going to go line up and push Denny trying to get this regular season championship. And all the Chevrolets are going to line up and try to push Kyle Larson, except Tyler and Austin, who are in their own little world there. So you have so many cool scenarios this week that forget the betting. Yes, we're supposed to be talking about betting right now. I'm going to watch this race and go, oh, my God, there is so much fun to watch in this race.
But I think from the betting standpoint, these races within the race is going to affect. I'm not going to bet Tyler Reddick to finish ahead of Austin Dillon in any way, shape, or form.
No, because he doesn't have to.
Because he doesn't have to. I'm not going
to
bet on Kyle Larson to finish in front of Denny Hamlin.
Because he doesn't have to.
Because he doesn't have to. So those are things I am going to look at with the race within the race. And maybe this is the kind of race where I take $5 or $10 and I take DiBenedetto and Bubba and Stenhouse, because I know how desperate they are.
Yep.
They may have to get off strategy, do something different. That you really don't always have to do that at a Daytona, but at least they're going to probably ride around the back, I would think. There's just no incentive to be up the front early.
How about the end of the race? The Fords line up with each other. You got Eric Almirola in the playoffs and Kevin Harvick locked in the playoffs. There's still Chase Briscoe and Cole Custer, two Fords sitting there. There's still Matt DiBenedetto with his teammates, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano.
And Ryan Newman and Chris Buescher in Fords.
And so you have all these guys that are going to have teammates pushing them at the end of this race. And they're going to want Chase Briscoe or Cole Custer in the front of that Ford pack. Or they're going to want Matt DiBenedetto in front of that Penske Ford pack.
All right,
you're going to have so many scenarios that as a bettor, you are 100% right. I'm going to look at these random names this week and say, man, I can take a flyer on one of these knuckleheads.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I know you were a driver, but I'm going to tell you right now.
I got accused of being a driver today.
If Chase Briscoe is in first and Kevin Harvick is in second when the white flag comes out, Kevin Harvick is going to try to win that race.
Oh, I doubt it.
I do not believe he hasn't won a race all year, and I don't believe it's in a race car driver's DNA to let another guy win.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. It is absolutely in my favor to make sure that if I have maybe coming off of turn four, I might now say, okay, I'll race him for the win. But I am absolutely, if I got Chase Briscoe in the lead, we're coming off of turn two, the pack is with me, I am 100% going to be pushing him and making sure that Chase Briscoe makes that playoff, because Ford pays me too much money. Tony Stewart pays me too much money, and these guys pay us to do our job, but that's another Ford in our playoff
But
coffer.
Isn't he also getting paid to win a championship, and he has almost no playoff points right now?
At that point, you get paid more to get your teammate in than you do to make the five extra bonus points.
I just hope it plays out that way, because it will be very interesting.
It's going to be fun.
Give us something else to talk about next week. Now we're talking about the championship, so let's just talk about the odds right now where we are. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of movement over the last couple of weeks. We've seen Kyle Larson
stay pretty steady.
Been the steady guy. But Kyle Larson right now is at a +240 to win the championship, which I think you still ought to jump on Kyle Larson right now at plus 240. I still think there's something
there's
to be won
there. There's nothing there. Why? There's nothing there.
240.
Listen, if he has a couple bad weeks, it'll jump back up to 350, 375, maybe 400, and you get him then. 240, there's no reason
you
to jump on
him.
You can
buy a lot of things with $240. Bet $100, you win 240. There's a lot of things you can buy for 240.
You can
have dinner at the Silverado Steakhouse.
If I'm going to put anything, I'm still looking at William Byron. I'm still lasered in. I've been saying that, for 3 weeks? William Byron. Alex Bowman, 12-14-1, not the 47-24 they were, but I'm still lasered on those guys. Those are great numbers. But also on the bottom of that page, Jeff, Kevin Harvick is 15-1. He can still get hot at any time. And Denny Hamlin is 750.
I'll tell you, Harvick not really, really being a serious contender at Michigan, a place where he has been so good.
The Fords have been horrible at Michigan. Have been horrible at the 550 package. Sorry. Misspoke. Correction quick on that one.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think seeing William Byron run so well, I think we know William Byron's going to be good in the playoffs. I think maybe that team's been doing a little bit of testing kind of at some of these races. I think that's a team that's really got the eye on the big prize. I mean, there's still, I think even maybe all those Hendrick cars.
Remember the Chase Elliott deal a couple weeks ago.
Well, and keep in mind who's running mostly all the cars at Hendrick is Chad Knaus.
Has Chad ever had a fine for cheating?
You know, so.
Did Chad ever have a fine for cheating?
Looking at some of the other longer odds, you know, Kurt Busch, 30-1. Now, we were talking to him this week. Now, where has Kurt excelled? Mile and a half races on cool racetracks. Darlington's going to be at night. Las Vegas is going to end at night. And if he can get into some of those final races, Texas is going to end at night. In fact, the final race of the year at Phoenix is probably going to be pretty close to ending under the lights. Well, so those are the kind of tracks that he seems to be excelling. And we talked about this earlier. If Ross Chastain does not hit a walk-off at Daytona and win, there's going to be a – look, this is the final run for Chip Ganassi Racing.
Every
bit of energy is going into this.
Yes.
And I think we can pretty well say that – Kurt has confidence.
No,
Kurt feels really
confidence.
Good about going into the playoffs. I mean, if you're looking for a long shot, to me, Kurt is by far the best long shot on the board.
And remember, once the playoffs start, you're going to have guys like Tyler Reddick, if he makes it, Kurt Busch, their odds are going to shrink once they're in the playoffs. You know, Tyler Reddick. And also, if you were open for that walk-off today, Matt DiBenedetto, a Bubba Wallace, a Chris Buescher, these guys, their odds will go way down if they make the playoff. So right now, if you're looking for that random shot in the future, you know, in the dark future, take a Chris Buescher 250. Take a Bubba at 200 because they'll be down at 50.
Chris Buescher, that's $2,500 on a $10 bet.
It's a long shot. You're doing it for a reason, but it's worth it because you know that once again, their number is going to go way down. Now, do I really think they're going to win the championship? No. I mean, come on. But it's worth it because you never listen. That's why we do the races, because you never know.
Well, and even, you know, the other guy, we didn't even mention his name. Christopher Bell is a guy, and we're going to have a road course.
And he's been running pretty well.
He's been running well. He was running really well at Michigan, somehow they got shuffled back late. We know how well he's done on some of the road courses. So, again, you're looking for some long shots.
That's a good number.
You know, that's not a horrible guy to look at. Okay, when we come back on Gone Racing, it's going to be time to start breaking down this week's last regular season race at Daytona.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back here on Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. We're starting to break down the Coke Zero Sugar 400. We've had some real race names this year. You know, it could have been the Coke 400. It could be the Coke Zero 400. But now we get the Coke Zero Sugar 400. It's almost not quite like the, not exactly like the Bushy McBush face.
We got another Bushy McBush.
Whatever that was.
Bushy McBush sighting.
That was at Kansas, I think. But anyway, it's time to start talking about the odds to win. Brendan, we've only got one driver who is not a double-digit favorite. And
almost
that's
guaranteed a double-digit winner.
Absolutely. Denny Hamlin, who we know how good he's been at Daytona over the years. He comes in as our favorite at plus 750. And then we get some big names with double-digit numbers. Kyle Larson, 11-1. William Byron, who kind of hit the walk-off in this race last year to make the playoffs. He, along with Joey Logano and Chase Elliott, all at 12-1. Ryan Blaney, last week's winner, at 13-1. Austin Dillon, who we talked about, desperately needs to win this race at 15-1. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch at 16-1. And Alex Bowman coming in at 18-1. Those are the guys on the first page of the leaderboard. The longer shots, we've got three guys at 20-1, Eric Almirola, Kevin Harvick, and Christopher Bell. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Matt DiBenedetto at 22-1, Bubba Wallace and Martin Truex Jr. at 25, Kurt Busch, a former Daytona winner at 28, Ryan Newman, another Daytona 500 winner at 30, and Tyler Reddick at 35.
You know, one thing jumps out quickly to me, Jeff. Normally we see Austin Dillon, of course, on the second page, mid-pack second page. Austin is a very, very accomplished restrictor plate racer, a super speedway racer. And so him on the first page, 15-1, no surprise there, especially with the fact that he has to hit that walk-off. He's got to hit that to make this, you know, this field. But what is surprising to me is looking at these odds and seeing a guy like Kyle Busch, who absolutely hates restrictor plate racing or super speedway racing, 16-1. I'm going to take an easy walk flyer on Kyle Busch on anything this week just because you and I both know how much he dislikes racing this. But then you got a guy like Martin Truex Jr.
Never really been much on these tracks.
He does the whole hang back and wait till the end like I did. So he's it. If you look at his finishes, he has a lot of good finishes. But you don't talk about him all day.
But one of his problems with his hanging back is he always seems to be hanging back behind his teammate,
yes.
Denny Hamlin.
Who is so good.
I mean, and one of the reasons I think that guys like Truex sit back behind Denny is amazing at the way he can snake his way through traffic at these tracks. I mean, he has found something, some way of playing with the air. I don't know what it is, but he is remarkable at you know, I know we joke about the crapshoot term, but Denny Hamlin always seems to miss the wreck. And with five to go, that FedEx car is somewhere
there.
There near the front.
But that's why I tell you, if you look at the stats, it's not as big of a crapshoot as what everybody makes it out to be. The big one takes a lot of people out, but if you look at the numbers, these guys have so many top 10 finishes in the last 10 races. And the reason is there is an art to this racing. Denny knows how to do it. Joey knows how to do it. Ricky Stenhouse knows how to do it. Matty D knows how to do it. And these are all names that we're naming on the second page. Eric Almirola knows how to do it. These are all names that know how to play this art. Now, big one can take us all out, which is why we call it the crapshoot. But there are guys that have solid... I always told you when I was racing, look at numbers. Numbers don't lie. There are many of these people that have great finishes consistently. It's not a crapshoot because of that. Yes, anything can happen, but there are guys that can win this from that second page.
Well, and I think there are two different kind of big ones. See, to me, there's a big one that happens either in the first two stages or early in the third stage, and you do tend to see the same guys get in those big ones. And you see the same guys tend to miss those big ones. Now, a big one happens with three to go or five to go.
My reckon 2019.
That is where maybe the crapshoot term really comes in.
And
because
that's a good,
because then everybody's going for the win. And,
that's a good point.
Right. So Denny Hamlin almost never gets caught up in an early race
in the mid-pack,
big one.
In the mid-pack big one.
Right. If Denny's going to get in one, it's probably going to be with three to go or five to go or somewhere where everybody's really just all jockeying for the front.
And that's a fair assessment where we talk about the crapshoot. Those early wrecks, the one that happens on lap five, what was it, Talladega last year? Lap five,
yeah,
20 cars
just
got
ridiculous.
Taken out.
There's no way that should ever happen.
That you shouldn't do that. But those, and that was where the 62 team was always great. We may have gotten in a wreck, but that wreck always happened with five laps or less to go. You know what I mean?
Didn't you and Kurt actually?
He's the one I flipped over his hood.
Yeah, but didn't you guys also? Remember didn't you guys run into each other once in another race earlier?
I think it happens on their searcher plate on the super speedways. But the guys that know how to get to the last wreck, and those are the names you got to focus on. A lot of those are on this second page. A lot of good money for them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we come back. We're going to break down, I guess, the driver head-to-heads, although we usually don't spend a lot of time on those at Daytona. Then we probably get the group started, too, when we come back on Gone Racing. Gone Racing, Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan talking about the Coke Zero Sugar 400. We've talked about the odds to win. Let's talk about the top three odds. They always mirror the odds to win, just little smaller numbers. Denny Hamlin coming in at plus 190, Kyle Larson at plus 300, William Byron, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott plus 340, Ryan Blaney plus 370, Austin Dillon plus 425, Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch plus 525, Alex Bowman plus 600. Now, it's one thing to win, but getting in the top three, you kind of start looking at the teammate situation a little bit, right?
I was just going to say, if you're going to do a strategy for the top threes, pick teammates. Because if the Toyotas happen to be the team that's, you know, teamed up together pushing to the finish, you pick a Denny Hamlin at 190. You pick a that's the only one on that first page. Holy cow. No, Kyle Busch down there.
Kyle Busch, 525.
But Kyle Busch, he hates this place, so I wouldn't do that. But then you go to jump to the second page. You got a Martin Truex at 850. You jump on one of those things because the teammates will all be there. So you could hit. You could potentially hit a couple in the top three because the teammate situation. Same thing. If you're going to go Chevrolet, jump on the William Byron at 340, the Chase Elliott at 340, and jump on an Alex Bowman at 600. They could end up being 1, 2, 3. You know, so you can definitely, if you're going to do top threes, I would almost recommend either, if you want to spread it out, pick one from a Chevy, one from a Ford, one from a Toyota camp, and hope that, you know, one of them will be in the top three. Or if you want to not hedge your bet, put your eggs in a basket, pick all three from the same team.
Well, one thing I kind of find a little bit interesting up there, and then we're going to talk about the seat. Look at the second page. We got 10 drivers on page one. Nine of those drivers are already locked into the playoffs. Only Austin Dillon is not locked in. So now when we go over to page two, when we look at the longer odds, Eric Almirola plus 675 along with Kevin Harvick, Christopher Bell. And then we started getting into the guys that are not locked in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. plus 750. Matt DiBenedetto plus 750. Bubba Wallace plus 800. A couple of locked in here. Martin Truex Jr. at 850 and Kurt Busch 950. And then Tyler Reddick 950 and Ryan Newman 10-1. Now, Brendan, one thing that kind of intrigues me there, a guy like Matt DiBenedetto, if he's going to get help from Blaney, Logano, Keselowski.
Pick him to win.
You can pick him to win, but if he gets beat by a Toyota or a Chevrolet, but they're pushing him to win and he's not in that big wreck, then a top three is a very, very realistic possibility for a guy like Matt DiBenedetto because he does have pseudo teammates that are going to help him.
Well, but the problem is with the Matty D, he is going to go for the win no matter what. If he's running in that top three coming out of turn four and he's second or third, he's not going to finish there. He's either going to win or he's going to pull out and get, and you know.
Well, but I guess what I'm saying is if you've got DiBenedetto leading your line of Fords and you've got Bubba Wallace leading a line of Toyotas, then you know it could be close at the line where, say, Bubba wins. Matty finishes second, trying to beat him to the line. I'm just saying I think there are opportunities for top threes for a few of these guys. Yes, they're going for the win. But there's
they could get beat by another opportunity, by another Bubba Wallace opportunity.
An opportunistic driver.
No, absolutely.
And I think the odds are long enough that it's kind of worth taking a little bit of a flyer.
No, listen, I know, folks, that we talk about the crapshoot of this and all that, but this is a great week for betting because you can find little niches in these things, go with the teammates, and put them in a basket. Go spread them out to spread that you know that it's Ford, Toyota, Chevrolet. They'll each be having a group that they're trying to push the finish. You know the way we race these. If you're a NASCAR fan, you understand that. Pick your poison that way. Either go strong and go in on one group or hedge it and pick one from each manufacturer.
Well, and one thing I think that we need to point out too, Brendan, you know, we're talking about, okay, Tyler Reddick and Austin Dillon trying to get in. We're talking about the guys who have to have the walk-off to get in, and we've talked about Kyle Larson and Denny Hamlin. You know, we've got playoffs coming up, and everybody that is number 3 through number 15 right now, they want playoff points. So winning stages and winning races for guys who really have nothing else to gain is going to be very important. So I think you're going to see a lot of guys who really, really want to win this race because you got a few guys like the Kevin Harvicks and the Brad Keselowskis and even Denny Hamlin who don't have a lot of playoff points.
No, this is a fun race to bet. I'm telling you, this is not a, hey, don't touch this race, we're scared. This is a fun race to bet with good odds. These are top threes we're talking about here. And they're big returns. Even on the front page, there's big numbers. So yeah,
didn't we have a 50-1 winner win the Daytona 500 here, Michael McDowell? So, yes, anything can happen.
60-51, that's
right. All right, let's take a look at the driver head-to-head matchups. Brent and I have just gone on the record. We hate the driver head-to-head matchups typically at Daytona and Talladega.
A little interesting today. A couple decent ones.
It's a little bit more interesting, but there's still no big money to be won. There's nothing higher than a plus 105, and a little bit of that is try to bet Denny Hamlin on the don't line, which betting a guy on a don't line at Daytona is much more intriguing. You've got Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, all plus 105 against Denny Hamlin's minus 125. So that's really probably the ones that have got the chance to win the most money, but that's if you're going to decide to bet against Denny Hamlin.
Look, the don't line there would work. I mean, I looked at this, I kind of chuckled when the first thing I picked this up is two guys that absolutely hate this place. Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick doesn't hate it, but he just isn't as into it as he used to be. Kyle Busch, even money. Kevin Harvick, minus 120. It's like, who's going to battle that one out?
No, and I have no problem holding up in front of the camera. See, I circle my picks, and anybody can see this.
It's a blank page.
It's a blank page.
Two blank pages. I'm going to put this one over here because I'm not going to need that again when I go to make my bets.
So we just spent about 60 seconds talking driver head-to-heads, which was probably about 45 seconds too much. So so we're going to move on to the groups before we finish segment three. I'm going to start right off with Group A. Denny Hamlin is the favorite at plus 255. Then we've got Chase Elliott and Joey Logano at plus 275. And William Byron at plus 280. So the interesting thing we've got there is of the four drivers, we've got three different manufacturers, and we've only got one set of teammates. So I find that a little bit interesting. Anything jump out at you looking at that group?
Yeah, it's just hard to handicap. I mean, a 255 number on Denny Hamlin in Group A, that's a good number for him at Daytona. I mean, that's not look, we've seen Group A guys, we've seen Chase Elliott a couple weeks be a plus 195 in a group. 255, good deal. Problem is, it's that group to me has all the heavy hitters that will be. Only one of them has a reason to race real hard, trying to get that regular season championship.
But the other three,
the rest are still racing. But I just, to me, right there, Group A this week, I don't want to touch Group A because I look at that group and say, I'm not touching Group A. I'm out.
There's not a large discrepancy, but we're going to see that with most of the groups. We're not going to see a large.
But there's other groups I like. There is a reason why I might like somebody.
Well, and it's kind of interesting as we start to get into the other groups that we're going to kind of see that there's some names.
Yeah,
in some groups.
In groups. The names and places have changed their group numbers right now.
Right. I mean, we're going to see guys farther down because when you look up there at Group A, the guy who's been pretty much the hottest guy in the entire sport all season long, our points leader, he's not even factoring into Group A right now. So, all right, when we come back, we're going to start breaking down the rest of the groups. We've got some really, really interesting numbers and some interesting names in certain groups when we come back.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check us out at VSiN.com/subscribe. There are multiple can't even get my words out there, Brennan.
There you go, Molly.
There are also multiple other ways for you to watch. We're available on Fubo, Sling. We partner with iHeartMedia, and you can also access us on Alexa devices. For all the ways to watch and listen, go to VSiN.com/subscribe today. Jeff Motley, who can't talk right now. Alongside Brendan Gaughan.
I want to point out that we remembered to do it this week.
We did remember to do it. Did you forget it last week?
No, but
we
have forgotten it before. So I
did
pat ourselves on the back that we remembered for a week.
Yeah, so, you know,
doing our
jobs. Remembered to
do this,
and we started the show on time, so we are trying to be professionals. So.
That's tough enough for me. I mean, hey, listen.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let's move on to our groups. Group B, now the first, I'll just read the numbers first. Ryan Blaney is a favorite at plus 255. Kyle Larson and Brad Keselowski both at plus 270. And Austin Dillon at plus 295. Now, the first thing that leaps off at me is the hottest guy in the sport being in Group B.
Yeah.
I am in no way, shape, or form ever going to leave Kyle Larson in Group B and not test him.
Well, okay, but, I mean, Kyle Larson... In Group B, four top tens, last nine races at Daytona, if you want to get to the technical numbers, racing, though, for that regular season championship. But you and I had discussed that Denny Hamlin has to do a yeoman's effort to beat Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson just has to stay near Denny Hamlin and not get wrecked.
And Denny Hamlin's not in Group B.
They're not in groups against each other. So to me, that's a deal that says I can be lukewarm on Kyle just because he doesn't have to go real hard. He wants to, but he doesn't have to. Then I look at guys like Ryan Blaney, who's been a good restrictor plate racer. Brad Kay, who used to be a good restrictor plate racer.
Used to be a good racer on a lot of tracks.
And we haven't talked much about him on restrictor plates lately. He's got two top ten. He's got a win in the last 10 races at Daytona. But that goes back 5 years.
I think there's just too many distractions going on with that team right now.
I think Austin Dillon at 295, you know he's out there for blood. He's got basically one way to get in this. He's got two, but in the end, he has to be up front. I like AD at 295.
Well, there's an old saying in racing called wreckers or checkers. Austin Dillon is wreckers or checkers this week, without any question.
There's a bunch of guys like that.
Yeah, I just like the idea of having Kyle Larson in Group B. So, okay, let's look at Group C. Some interesting names, guys that we're not used to seeing in Group C. Kevin Harvick's the favorite at plus 260. Alex Bowman, Kyle Busch, and Eric Almirola plus 275. Now you talked about how Kyle Busch hates these restrictor plate races. I mean, he did break his leg at Daytona, too. But, man, you get Kyle Busch in Group C, it's like... Wow.
Well, but once again, it's Kyle Busch. He doesn't like these places. So for me, that's an easy one to say that. Let me give you a stat on Kyle
Busch. Alex Bowman hated Richmond, too, and he won there.
I don't talk about that place, so I don't.
You hate Richmond.
That's my kryptonite.
Yeah, you didn't win there.
But you're looking at a guy, Eric Almirola, who's won here. Great restrictor plate racer.
And Kevin Harvick crossed the finish line backwards one time.
That's right.
Or was that at Talladega?
That
might have been Talladega when he went across back.
Kevin Harvick. a good or strict plate racer, but, you know, Kyle Busch, this to me right there, I look and I narrow this down right off the bat to an Alex Bowman, Eric Almirola, two different manufacturers. I think I can make that a 50-50 shot. You've narrowed it down in that group. Choose between those two, in my opinion.
Well, I'll give you your 50-50, and I'm just not going to bet that group because I could make a case for all four why they should win it, and I can make a case why neither of the four should win it.
So. I don't see Kyle Busch doing anything there, so I can at least rake it out to a three or, in my opinion, two-man horse race. And at least you got a 50-50 shot, in my opinion.
All right, looking at Group D, our favorite here, Matt DiBenedetto at plus 255, Christopher Bell at plus 260, Tyler Reddick plus 280, Martin Truex Jr. plus 295. And I'll tell you what jumps out here at me. Number one is these tracks have really not been Martin Truex Jr.'s forte. Tyler Reddick has to just stay out of trouble. He's just got to make sure he brings the thing home with all four fenders and a steering wheel on it, unless he crosses a line backwards when the checker flag is flying. So that's all he's really got to do. To me, that really kind of comes down to Christopher Bell and Matt DiBenedetto, the way that I look at this one. So I really like Matty D a little bit there.
I do. I also like Tyler Reddick only for one other reason. Tyler Reddick has to stick with whatever Austin Dillon's trying to do, right? So Austin Dillon has to win the race or beat him by enough points to get his way in. We talked about that earlier. So Reddick is going to have to run as hard as Austin. If Austin's going for the win, Tyler Reddick better have his butt right next to him trying to get there.
I think now there's something else, though, here. If we get through those first two stages and the separation in points is still roughly 20 points between Reddick and Dillon, then at that point, unless Dillon looks like he can win the race,
Reddick can
if
sit
you're
in
Reddick,
first place.
You want to stay as much out of trouble as you possibly can. All right, let's take a look at Group E. Now, this to me is the most intriguing group that we have this week. Bubba Wallace, Kurt Busch, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. all at plus 270, and Ross Chastain at plus 275. First off, as we talk, Kurt just keeps cashing tickets. You get Kurt in Group E. He is I've always said he's an underrated restrictor plate racer, even though he does have a Daytona 500 win. Bubba Wallace has had some really strong runs at Daytona. Ricky Stenhouse has got he's got two career wins on restrictor plate races. And Ross Chastain, we just know he's going to be aggressive no matter what.
Ricky Stenhouse has a win in the last 10 races at Daytona. And here's the deal with this group. You got to look. Ross Chastain, Hail Mary. You're one of your Hail Mary guys. Bubba Wallace, Hail Mary guy.
Three Hail Marys.
Ricky Stenhouse, Hail Mary guy. And Kurt Busch, slow and steady's Kurt Busch there. Kurt Busch cashes tickets. It's so tough to bet against Kurt Busch. But here's what I see. A lot of pressure on that 23 team, especially after putting the number on backwards last week at Michigan and making themselves look like fools.
Was it backwards or upside down?
Upside down. Yeah. Upside down.
Still. It's still bad.
But Bubba Wallace.
You know, like when the flag is upside down, that's like the universal symbol of distress.
But I think that the Toyotas are going to make a very big concerted effort to try to make sure Bubba Wallace is near the front of this pack for a win, because I think that helps that entire ship. So I think there's going to be a lot of emphasis on trying to get Bubba Wallace up there. He's been very good at getting to the end of these races. I'm taking him only for that reason is why I'm taking, because I see a lot of people trying to help get him to the front.
And I think that's a fair argument. It does. I have a hard time right now betting against Kurt Busch until he proves me.
So do I. But he's in the man that cashes tickets, so we told him that this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Group F, our last one, Chris Buescher and Cole Custer both at plus 260, Daniel Suarez plus 280, and Chase Briscoe plus 285. This kind of goes back, you talk about a little bit of the teammate situation. You've got two of them, Cole Custer and Chase Briscoe. If you're Kevin Harvick or Eric Almirola, who are you helping, right there? But, I think Custer is actually, he's been pretty good on some of these tracks. I mean, he's run well. I don't necessarily know that his finishes have always been that well, but he's always seems to be a guy who seems comfortable at Daytona and Talladega.
With Cole Custer, never had a top 10 at Daytona in Cup. But like you said, it's finish is a totally different number. But the way I look at it, Chase Briscoe was really good at these places in his years in Xfinity, a couple years. And that once again, just like I circled Bubba Wallace, I think there's going to be a lot of emphasis, and Cole in there also. But I think Chase Briscoe is just a little bit better at putting himself in position and I like Chase Briscoe in that group.
All right, and our last prop is our odds for the race teams, and we actually don't see somebody in the 100s. Everybody's in the 200s. Hendrick plus 240, Joe Gibbs plus 280, Team Penske plus 380, Stuart Haas plus 600, Childress plus 900, and then longer odds, Daugherty at 14-1, as well as Ganassi, Ralph Spinway 16-1 in front row. 22-1.
Front Row Motorsports only.
Michael McDowell won the Daytona last race here for Front Row. Right. So
I mean, they were. It was a 60-1 shot to win the race, and Front Row is probably 22-1 now. That's what happens when you got a Daytona 500 winner driving for you.
Yeah. So that one could go pretty much any way, I would think.
Let's talk about what I want to talk about now.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about our picks real quick from last week, and then we will make our picks this week.
Don't focus on the big number, people.
So Brendan was our big winner last week. Came in with 5.5 units. He got wins with William Byron's top three, Kurt Busch over Christopher Bell, and Kurt Busch winning Group D. So Kurt cash tickets for him. I was on the plus side with the Kurt Busch over Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson winning Group A. And our pit crew got a win with the Kurt Busch winning Group D. Came in on the minus side. But the overall standings, But you didn't move some ground up. I'm at 0.6, pit crew at minus 0.35, and you're coming up at 24.1.
I don't need a Hail Mary. Just need to chip away. I'm going to chip away the rest of the season.
All right. Real quick, the picks for this week. I got to read the pit crews because they finished last. They're taking Denny Hamlin for a top three at plus 190. Matt DiBenedetto, a top three, plus 750. Kyle Busch in Group C, plus 275. Kurt Busch in Group E at plus 270. And Team Joe Gibbs to win at plus 280. And let's see. I have to figure. I circle my picks here somewhere, Brendan. So I need to go back through here and find all my picks.
I'd say I'd go next, except I won this week.
Except you won this week, so you don't have to. So all my picks are in the groups this week. I'm taking Denny Hamlin in Group A. I'm not going to leave Kyle Larson alone in Group B. I've got to take Kyle Larson Group B. I'm going Matt DiBenedetto in Group D. And I like, I think I'm with you. I kind of agree with you on our philosophies there. Group E, I'm going against Kurt Busch. I am going to go with Bubba because I like the theory there. And Chase Briscoe plus 285 to win Group F.
So I circled and went back twice now. I'm going to go Tyler Reddick for a top three, that plus 950. And I'm going off of that where I've talked that. You know, I think that he is going to have to be right there with Austin. Austin's going to go for the win. They should be near each other. Then I'm going to go to Group B and pick Austin Dillon in Group B to win. I'm going off that they both know how to get to the end, and I expect them to be running for it. Then I switched up my Group D pick. I'm going Matty D in Group D instead of Tyler Reddick. You know, kind of hedging that one, and I like both those numbers anyway. And then I will finish out in Bubba Wallace with Group E. And was that my last pick?
That's only four.
Four. Oh, and my last one was Chase Briscoe. There it is.
So you and I have three of the same picks. So
yeah.
We're either going to both stick it up or
hopefully I can just chip away again, keep moving my way back to this positive. That's all I can do.
Well, it's always exciting when we go to Daytona. I mean, the Daytona races are always thrilling. Daytona, Talladega, both. Also, the fact we got all these races within a race here. So, everybody should sit back and relax and enjoy watching the racing this weekend.
Put a couple tickets down and grab yourself a bud and sit back and hang out.
Yeah, it's going. I hate watching the Daytona races and not seeing you down there racing. So
doesn't bother me anymore.
I know, but
I loved it.
It's always kind of cool.
Real.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us this week on Gone Racing. We get back next week. We'll break down the Daytona race, and we'll be ready to kick off the playoffs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.